This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here. Portland sports leader on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Let's go!
1080 AM, live on YouTube, Odyssey app. Hope your Wednesday mornings are off to a phenomenal, phenomenal start. We're going to talk to Lucy Burge coming up in an hour. She will be live on YouTube every Wednesday at 9 AM. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. We got some thoughts rolling in on your mattress and pillow conundrum.
Yeah, well, the pillow, not so much. My pillow's perfect.
People are saying your pillow might be your problem, Brandon Sprague. Somebody said could be that your pillow and your head don't sink the same way in the new mattress, which would mean you need a thinner pillow.
I have one. I don't like very fluffy pillows.
You have a thin pillow to begin with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one. The wife and I have 22 years. Also recently just got a new bed and sprung for the adjustable base, thinking we would be able to compromise. I now wish I would have spent the extra money to have a split adjustable base. It's worth every penny.
Yeah. Now, how much do the power bill increase with the mattresses where temperature is a part of the equation?
That I do not have an answer.
My power bill went up substantially this past month, and I didn't think we changed anything.
Really? All of a sudden, it just shot up out of nowhere? You running the AC more than you did the month before?
No.
No.
Not that.
It's been hot most of the summer.
I mean...
We did have a pretty hot August.
Yeah.
There was a couple of stretches in there, 100 degrees, and maybe it's cooking a little bit harder than it did before.
Maybe that's what it was.
Could be that.
You're right. It was like 100 degrees
a couple
days.
We had a pretty relatively cool July, if I'm not wrong.
So the AC's working a little overtime there. Yeah, you're right.
That could be it. Somebody said, where did this one go? I lost it. Somebody basically said they used to work at a mattress store, and they to walk around on it. That helps it settle in.
Oh, okay.
They used to do that when they worked at a mattress store, that they'd walk around and then it would slowly come together.
That reminds me, actually, so I had to call my nephew over because it's a king. So it this thing was not light. And my wife isn't, the strongest person in the world.
Yes.
So I had to call my nephew over to help me, get it upstairs to our bedroom.
Those are a bitch to get upstairs, man. Those things are heavier than hell.
And then they're like, they basically saran wrap a mattress.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how they're able to do that. So we're cutting it open, and we open it, and it's just almost like it's inflating because it's been so compressed.
Right.
And it did say on the thing, I just remembered that, it said about I think my wife said 2 days.
You're supposed to walk around on it for 2 days?
To not use it for two days.
Not use it.
So I wonder if I'm stuck in that.
Who does that? Who buys a bed, unwraps the thing, and then just leave? Where do you put it? Leave it on the ground?
Well, my wife was so done with our mattress that like she wasn't going to wait to take
thing
off.
We're putting a new mattress. I just spent how much money on this thing? We're using this bad boy. I'm not letting it sit on the floor.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I'd forgotten that part of it because so much was going on yesterday. But I'm sleeping on an undone compressed mattress.
Yeah, here it is. RC, I found it. It was on YouTube. That wasn't on the You need to walk on the bed for an hour a day for the first week. It takes a bit to break in a good mattress. Okay. I worked at a mattress store, and that's what we did to make sure the mattresses felt better. So
good note. Had no idea. I've never had a process where a mattress in my life, I've had to walk on it or wait.
Yeah. People are now taking issue with the way you say pillow, too. You're a pillow guy, which is very weird. You don't say pillow, right?
Pillow?
Yeah, you're saying it
wrong. I'm saying pillow.
Nah, you're a pillow guy. You're pell.
What?
You're pell. You're P-E-L-L. It's okay. You can acknowledge
say
it.
Say the word.
You're a pillow guy.
I'm saying pillow.
Say it again.
Pillow.
Damn. See, I told you.
You're in my head
no,
now.
No, I'm not in your head.
I say pillow.
You've always been a pillow guy. It's all right. We all have our flaws.
Maybe Brady.
Talk about things that get me hot and bothered that shouldn't get me hot and bothered. I discovered this earlier today.
Pillow.
There you go. Yeah. Pill. Hey, when you take a pill, do you take a pill or a pell?
Gonzaga.
That was ironically actually a Husky fan alerted me to this, so thank you.
I can't believe anybody engages moment. With you that roots for Washington. You're kind of a jackass.
I mean, rightfully so. They went 0-12. People don't forget. There was a list that came out. So the Ducks are playing on the Big Nooner this weekend against Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Get your Big Nooner fever on. And Fox, because they're getting ready to air the game, they do, a daily ranking thing on their college football page, the Fox college football page.
Is that with R.J. Young?
It is not an R.J. Young
I don't
Young
see
ranking.
As much R.J. Young this year
Thank
as I used to.
God, we don't see as. I don't know how my algorithm got rid of him, or maybe he got fired. I don't know. I've never consumed his content, that guy doesn't deserve to have a job. He should get the Emmanuel Acho treatment. They have ranked at Fox the top 10 Oregon football players of all time. And
the top 10 Oregon Duck football players of all
time? Of all time. Do you think you can guess the top five? Now, this is all time, so you can't just go, you got to think all time names.
Norm Van Brocklin.
He is number four.
Haloti Ngata, better be on
number three.
List. Mariota.
Mariota's number one.
I've got to think about this carefully. LaMichael?
LaMichael's number five.
So I'm only missing one more.
You're only missing one more.
So you're saying this in a way that it's like egregious, but I've guessed
it's not
the
top
five so far.
It's just some of the names that are missing in the rankings and where they show up. And I also have a hard time.
Is it
time.
A defensive player or offensive player?
It's an offensive player.
It has to be Dan Fouts.
It is Dan Fouts.
Okay.
What were his numbers at Oregon?
Why are you have like a this is egregious nature to you about like did you want Patrick Chung in this?
I mean Patrick Chung was a stud.
He was an absolute unit.
Give me TJ Ward in there.
Where's
Ed Dixon when you need him?
I mean, my God.
Why is LeGarrette Blount not in this? He won us a Civil War and sent us to the Rose Bowl.
Well, he got suspended
and rightfully knocked out a guy for using a racial slur.
Well, we were all fans of him in that moment.
The rest of the top 10, Mel Renfro number 6. By the way, Fouts, your top five went in this order. Mariota 1, Fouts 2, Haloti Ngata 3, Norm Van Brocklin 4.
Who could forget the Norm Van Brocklin days?
I mean, I just, you know.
Swag, what year did Norm Van Brocklin play at Oregon?
I want to say
like in the
50s.
So when you were like, what, 7?
Stop it.
Were you 8?
Dude, I'm going to come in there and do what Dirt did.
You are incapable of a fight.
I'm not talking about that.
He's not talking about a fight.
No, fart on me?
He's going to come rip one on you. He was at Oregon. Golly, where is his college career? I mean, he was born. I mean, do the math. He was born in 1926.
How depressing.
So, see what you did there.
You know what I mean?
Like, what are we doing? Stop it.
He's with a first grade.
Stop it.
Was he a tall fur or a duck?
He was a tall fur, probably. The rest of your top 10. So, Mel Renfro is 6.
Okay.
Gary Zimmerman, 7.
Yeah. Zimmerman underrated, by the way.
Joey Harrington, number 8. DeAnthony Thomas, number 9.
Wow.
I'm going to give you
Royce Freeman, number 10.
Where's J.J. Burden?
Yeah. No J.J. Burden.
Wow.
Also, like,
I'm going to give you a very hot DeAnthony Thomas take. One of the more overrated Oregon players ever.
Wow. That's a really hot take.
I thought he'd be Reggie Bush. He wasn't quite that.
I mean, go be the greatest college football player of all time, and anything short of that makes him a disappointment.
You're fast.
Can I do fact or fiction on Dan Fouts, too?
Yeah.
If we're talking professional career, I get it.
Fact or fiction? So where's the fact and fiction?
Do you know what his touchdown to interception ratio was at Oregon?
I couldn't tell you anything.
We're going to do this again. I'm doing, or what was it? Factor Feelings, I think, was it?
Factor Feelings.
Factor Feelings was our segment.
Factor Feelings.
You know how many touchdowns he threw in his Oregon career?
Ooh. How many years did he start or play?
He played, essentially, it looks like he was a 3-year starter.
A 3-year starter. Yeah,
he might have been there when freshmen still didn't play.
His 3 years at Oregon were 1970, 1971, and 1972.
Total touchdowns, 3-year starter. Dan Fouts threw 31 touchdowns.
37.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we shorted him.
Pretty good. You know how many interceptions he threw?
Probably 25.
Well, going to be high. Yeah, it's going to be like 19.
54.
Ooh.
What are we doing here?
His offensive line wasn't very good.
I'm sure it wasn't. The program was not the same. How is that the second greatest duck of all time? Again, you have to separate, because if certain guys are on this, Haloti Ngata should be higher for doing professional careers. He's one of the greatest defensive linemen in the history of the NFL. But if NFL stats don't matter, then D'Anthony Thomas did nothing in the NFL, but he's in the top 10.
I saw now this is true, I'm assuming, okay, because it was a graphic, and
he had 37 touchdowns and 54 picks in his Oregon career.
I may have heard this too, but you can correct the record.
Is that
here.
Higher than Justin Herbert won a Rose Bowl?
Facts or feelings? Haloti Ngata was not allowed to practice as often because he disrupted so much.
I don't know that.
I saw that graphic.
Seems like it's one of those like
myths,
made up myth things that
but
maybe.
But also, I believe it.
Like he's just blowing everything up. Like, dude, we can't run anything in practice. Please stop.
I don't know if it's facts, but I feel like that is accurate.
Yeah, I just, you know, look, some of the old-timey stuff, you know, that bothers me in certain sports. Like, no offense to Norm Van Brocklin, but what are we doing
look,
here?
Look, I'm giving you a hot take on D'Anthony Thomas. I feel like you're giving me maybe a scorcher on the Dan Fouts because I think he's so beloved.
Dan Fouts is beloved. I have no issue with that. And you could say he's had the best career of an NFL quarterback in Oregon history. There's no doubt he's a Hall of Famer.
Who do you think should be number two? Give me one.
Not Dan Fouts. I'll start there.
Should I just do a poll question?
Haloti Ngata should be number two. Haloti Ngata is one of the best defensive linemen that we've seen in college football in the last 30 years, and then to win on to be one of the best. And I don't think NFL should be a part of this, but clearly Dan Fouts being number two tells me that you're using pro stats as a part of this. And if that's the case, then Haloti Ngata should be number two. LaMichael James should probably be number three. And then the rest of it's up for debate. I did find it interesting that Joey was the only other quarterback in the top 10. That Royce Freeman was the other running back in the top 10. Royce Freeman had a great career.
He had a really nice career.
But I don't think...
Do you think he's top 10, though?
I think people sleep on his career.
Who had a better career, Royce Freeman or D'Anthony Thomas? Are you attaching wins? Like, there's some pretty high-level wins with D'Anthony's era.
Yeah.
Royce didn't quite have
It got
those.
Ugly at the end of Royce's era, because he hung around. He was after that, and he got more of the Helfrich
game,
stuff.
Because it was his last, yeah.
So, yeah, and he didn't play in the Vegas. That was year one under Cristobal. He went all the way to Cristobal.
That's when I got blocked by Kirk Herbstreit. I defended Royce Freeman.
Your D'Anthony Thomas take is scorching hot. I think there's a lot of people who agree with the assessment.
I just remember his recruitment, and he was amazing. I'm kind of half joking, but also I did expect...
He was not Reggie Bush, and that is the reason
not
people
Reggie,
will
but I expected his pretty damn good, like, amazing stats.
I mean, he had good... He was a...
What were his numbers?
I'll pull them up. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
He also had... I mean, he touched the ball twice in the Rose Bowl and scored touchdowns, one from 90 yards and one from 70 yards, so that's part of it.
He's got all-time highlights for sure.
So his rushing yards, if you just look at total yardage, that's what you'd have to do for him. Total scrimmage yards, he was there for 3 years. Okay. Third year, he got banged up, didn't play a lot. He only played in 10 games in 2013. He had 1,200 total scrimmage yards and 16 total touchdowns his first year, and 1,200 total yards and 16. So he scored 41 touchdowns in 3 years.
Unbelievable.
Man, that's a pretty good career.
That's not bad.
That's pretty solid.
Royce Freeman, though, and D'Anthony Thomas, better career.
Royce Freeman's the all-time leading rusher in Oregon history.
So is it Royce?
No. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Because you're remembering the finish line.
How is Jonathan Stewart not in there?
Oh, that's a great
question. How is Jonathan Stewart not in there? Kenyon Barner had a great career. And is Joey the second great, or I guess in this case, third greatest quarterback in Oregon history?
Well, you seem to be dismissing anybody that played before 1970.
Well, I am. Norm Van Brocklin shouldn't be on the list. Stop it. Just get him out of there. Dan Fouts was not good
Dwight at Oregon. James will tell you, Norm Van Brocklin slang it the best of anybody.
I don't know. I saw this. A Husky fan actually texted this in earlier. It's like, hey, Dirt, if you want to see a list for some material, go check it out. And I'm like, how bad could it be? Dan Fouts being number two made me yell.
Totally understandable when you hear that he had 50 plus interceptions and 30 touchdowns. Like, that ratio is not great. Such a different sport. It's weird to evaluate now.
It's hard to compare eras. I get
the way we view it. Also, how many programs, like Oregon State's down right now, right? But if you did a top 10 Oregon State players of all time, wouldn't get universal consensus on that.
And how many of those guys would come from the 1960s and you'd be like, really? He's better than...
The Giant Killers would have like four players.
Right. We sure he's better than Steven Jackson?
You know,
sure about that?
They beat OJ.
He's better than Quiz? Are you sure about that? Really? James Rogers? Really? We're going to do that? All right. Well, there you go. Top 10 Oregon players of all time, according to Fox Sports. They have the big Nooner this
weekend.
I'll put
the poll question about Dan Fouts. You hate Dan Fouts. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I mean, his highlight in my lifetime is Waterboy. I didn't ever watch him in the NFL because I'm too young, so I don't remember him in the NFL.
His highlight for you is Waterboy?
He was great in the Waterboy.
He was an NFL broadcaster for years.
He was great in Waterboy. Would you do this, and should more schools do something like this? I thought this was pretty smart.
Swag's mad because he was at those Oregon
getting
games
angry
when he was a boy.
He was. I mean, he was the ball boy for Norm Van Brocklin's teams in 1949. Did they have the forward pass then when Norm Van Brocklin played?
It blew his mind when
does
he watched
Norm
him
Van
do it.
Brocklin, I can't remember if it was, I think it's the Rams. Does he still hold the record for most passing yards in a game? It's
like
456 or something.
Who could forget, man? A Van Brocklin jersey
you could
would
both go to hell.
What? What did I say? I said MVP.
His first year in the NFL was 1949. That's when Norm Van Brocklin went to the
dude,
NFL.
Dude, an Oregon Duck Van Brocklin jersey would absolutely be amazing to see.
Out
the modern jersey.
The modern jersey with Van Brocklin.
Someone customizes it Van Brocklin. That would be pretty badass, you have to admit.
That would be pretty
cool. What was
cool.
his number at Oregon?
I have no idea.
Swag? You had the jersey back in the day. What number was it?
What are you looking at me for?
Because you wore his jersey at the game.
My parents had barely been born.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad. Wrong Swigard.
Looks like number... No, that's an NFL jersey. 25, maybe? He was number 25,
that
I think.
Sounds about right.
He was number 11 in the NFL. I think he was number 25 at Oregon. Yeah.
You get knocked down a few notches wearing that number at quarterback.
No longer top 10? We're knocking him out of the top 10? I'm putting him out of the top 10.
He's got to be in there.
All right. Should more schools do something like this? We'll get to that coming up next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to him.
Poll questions up, by the way. Oh. Yeah, poll is Dan Fouts the second greatest Oregon football player of all time? That poll question's up.
It's 80-20.
Yes, no. I know people are. I know that he called games with Keith Jackson. I love Keith Jackson. I know I was a joke. I made a Dan Fouts joke about Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, sometimes you say jokes and people take them as real serious, like the Anthony Thomas being overrated.
No, we do have breaking news this morning.
Oh, what is it?
We got breaking news.
Yeah.
Do we have a new employee?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
Who did we hire? Somebody? Swag's, you just asked Swag in the breaker. Talking to somebody in there?
I saw a Yankee hat, and I'm like, whose Yankee hat is this?
This is Casey.
We got a Yankee fan in
here?
Is
it Casey with a C or a K?
Oh, is it Casey who was in Eugene this weekend? Is it that Casey?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I met Casey in Eugene on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
He's a delightful young man.
I grew up with a Casey.
He's a beeve, and he had to set up all the duck gear for the pregame.
Oh, I bet it burned him so brightly.
I bet it did.
Yeah!
Casey looks like he's a mini Sprague here, where you're like,
mini Sprague?
Are you doing okay? And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm doing fine.
Pressing some buttons.
Life's not built on my football team of 18 and 20 year olds.
Ooh, I don't know about that. We did talk some high school football on Saturday. Welcome to the team, Casey. He's in there training, learning how to press the ones and the twos.
So he's not an intern.
No, he's an employee.
Man, he looks young.
He's an employee.
I'm old, dude. I am so old. He looks like he's 18 years old.
Look at us hiring new people.
Look at that, huh?
We got new teammates. We lost Will Ortner. We traded Will Ortner for Casey.
When's the last time you trained somebody? It's been a minute for you.
It was Ortner.
Van Brocklin days.
You're going to hell.
Welcome aboard, Casey.
Welcome aboard. Welcome to the team. I saw this weekend. I'm appreciative when people do funny, smart things, especially when you're under the radar and you're trying to cut through. And we live in a time in college football where the bigs just keep eating more and more smalls, if you will. I saw this at Coastal Carolina. I don't know. I was trying to find the right phrase for it. At Coastal Carolina, I'm a big Chanticleer guy. I don't know about you. Need more dogs. Love me some Chanticleers. They offered, and we talked about this briefly, would you be willing to pay for something like this? They said, we're not going to make you pay directly to do it, but if you do something in a week span, we will allow you a cool opportunity. And at Coastal Carolina, I don't know how much support they get for non-football teams, although their baseball team was pretty good this year. They offered anybody who attended every home athletic event in a one-week span. So just for 1 week, you think of, you know, what sports go on in the fall? Soccer. Is volleyball a fall sport? Is volleyball going on right now? I digress. You get my point. If you go to all the events in a week, very helpful.
I think volleyball is a winter sport.
Okay, thank you for delaying your answer by 90 seconds.
Well, I also didn't know the answer. You didn't press me on this. You didn't say, hey, I'm going to ask you when volleyball season is.
Help me out a little bit here.
Damn, dude. I didn't play volleyball.
They offered, if you went to every home athletic event in a one-week span, so it was a total of 19 games, 19 events that you had to go to in a one-week span, they would give you the opportunity to lead the football team out onto the field. And one of the fans took this, and this past weekend, he went to all 19 events for a week.
Volleyball is a fall sport.
It is a fall sport, after all.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought it was winter, too. I would
have
guessed winter.
Soccer, volleyball, cross country.
And it looks, I don't know what he's wearing. He wore, like, some sort of costume. You can go find this. They sent out the tweet of it. But legitimately, it's like a player running out with the American flag, and next to him is a guy who is decked out in some weird costume, waving a towel around, leading the team onto the field to go Chanticleers. I think it's funny. I like when teams do stuff like this. I always like shouting it out because I think
it's creative.
It's you got to cut through. You got to find something that's going to get your fans engaged, and it's so hard to get people to spend money and travel and, you know, all the time and effort that it takes to go to games. And so, hey, nobody's going to men's soccer games. How about a reason to go to a men's soccer game?
Right,
if you go,
right,
you can lead the football team out onto the field. And I want to give a tip of the cap to the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina.
I would say that of the noise that's been Oregon State Bray related this week, it largely is centered kind of around that. Is like, you got to be fun, creative, stand out. And Oregon State is not only struggling on the field, they're struggling off the field. It is a boring atmosphere with no creativity and no imagination. I love when teams like this do this.
Lead the team out onto the field, man. You'd be Rudy.
Look,
it'd be Rudy for a day for the Beavs.
You don't have to be just a gimmick, too. If you're really good and gimmicky, it's the best of both worlds. Because you're still in the conversation for a college football playoff spot in that group of five slot. And, oh, by the way, you're a fun ticket.
Yes.
I think that's the best possible thing you could do. Like, I would say this week, you know what Oregon State missed an opportunity on? One, you should always make fun of yourself. It creates more sympathy for situations. They will never do that. If anything, they get Bray, I don't talk about this.
Right.
And then he gets more mad.
Right. Like when they told Jonathan he had to apologize for milking his nipples at the end of a game.
Yeah, 100%. They should have made T-shirts of it.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? They should have had Jonathan's fingers where your nipples are on a T-shirt and saying, that's my coach.
Yes.
Like, I should be wearing Jonathan's fingers on my nipples. Yeah.
I'd wear that shirt.
Milk me. Go Beavs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They didn't do that. They were like, Jonathan, you must apologize for this egregious behavior that was on national television. You're Oregon State.
There's children watching. How dare you?
There's a cow with a hole in its stomach that you let people put their arms in. Who do you think you are? I literally did that.
I love how
they should have had open tryouts for long snappers at Oregon State
this
weekend.
They should have and filmed them.
Yes.
Who was the kid? You guys had a kicker.
You think it's so easy, huh?
Who was the dude who had the T shaved into his chest?
Trevor Romaine.
Didn't he challenge a bunch of students to a kicking competition? That's one of the funniest things an athlete's ever done. Like, you want to run your mouth at me on social media? Meet me at the quad. We're going to have a kicking competition. See if any of you can make a field goal.
He wasn't necessarily a fan favorite. No. He came off a little like,
it's a little douchey,
but when he did that,
that was pretty funny.
The shave, Ad Otson with the beard, it
warming
was like,
up.
You're kind of likable now.
This guy's kind of cool.
You got to be creative. You got to be fun.
I enjoyed back-to-back texts coming in saying, cue all the perverts who know volleyball is a fall sport, followed by, guys, the Lady Ducks are 5-0. Come on, losers. Not saying anybody's anything. I just dropped back-to-back. Speaking of marketing opportunities, though, this was pretty smart for Coastal Carolina. Somebody had the idea. I don't think they'll do it because it's in season, but God, was it genius. The Ducks are playing Northwestern, and it's right on the lake. How do you not bring the big inflatable duck to put it in the lake next to the stadium?
Because I think their whole season is about, we're done doing this.
We're focused on the
we're gonna whoop your ass
task at hand.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny if it was a
wouldn't they have put the duck in the sphere in Vegas for the media day? That
I would
have been
so.
The thing to do.
I would think so.
But I agree with the sentiment of,
that would be kind of funny if you turn the game on and you look over one section of the stands. Every time they show it, you just see the top of a duck and the eyes peering over the Northwestern sideline. That'd be kind of
now, what do you
with
do
that.
If it's just a floating duck, like that big duck is in the river and then that Chicago wind hits and it's
just blowing away? No, we'd forgot to tie it down.
It looked like the Batman with the Joker balloons.
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny. There it goes. See you later. All right.
We're gone.
Bye-bye. So, Coastal Carolina, tip of the cap. Volleyball is a fall sport. We're learning things together as we go today on a Wednesday. Let's get to another nugget out of the NFL that we have not talked about yet this week at length that I'd like to dive into. We'll get into it next. Shout out to our friends at Trajan Wealth. Dominated that one. Filling up a coffee. You know, I forget everything that happens. I got the mind of a goldfish. Like every 90 seconds, it's wiped clean.
Ted Lasso would be proud of you for that.
Ted Lasso would love that. Short memory. We flush the bad ones. We flush the good ones. We just keep on pushing, man. We keep on chugging. You got to give me one more reminder. I'm not going to remember that.
That's okay. I handled it.
You know, hey, you dominated the dojo. I heard it was great. Heard it was one of the best ones we've ever done. I did have, by the way, I got an NFL question I want to ask you. Before I do that, I was reminded of something during the break. And that is our friend Bill Orme. Now, we can kind of hold a longer conversation about this for next week. Maybe our thoughts haven't changed at all, but I don't think that they have, and I think we're both in lockstep on it. Our friend Bill Orme at the Oregonian reported yesterday that after, I believe it's next year, there is a pause coming to the Civil War series. They hope to...
I think it's after this year.
Is it after this year? Okay, so after this year.
They signed a home-and-home...
Yeah.
During this weird...
When it all fell apart, they did the 2-year, one in Corvallis, one in Eugene, and there's not one on the books for next year.
There's no game next year, but Mullins in that story is saying they're aiming to get something done for the 2027 and create another home-and-home.
They want another one on the books later down the road.
I just... Yeah.
2027, Oregon only has two non-conference opponents, Eastern Washington and Baylor.
It's going to get done.
And they'll likely put it back
on
the
books. They're going to make it happen, and they're all going to feel good about it because Scott Barnes is going to get to sell tickets, and Rob Mullins is going to, you know, get to say, hey, man, we didn't completely abandon you, and it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is one, like, they've totally lost the plot. Both universities have, I would argue, and I think that started with the name change that was like, wait a minute, what? Okay, we're just, so, like, three former players said we don't want to call it that anymore. Now we're just going to decide for the entire fandom of each side.
Well, people didn't stop calling.
No, they didn't, but I jokingly saw that, or not jokingly, but I saw that Oregon announced on their Twitter page, you know, kickoff time for the rivalry series has been announced.
Oh, that's really sticking with people, isn't it? The rivalry series.
What are we doing here? And it just... I feel like most fans, like if we put out a poll question right now, I have a feeling it's north of 80% of people who say we don't want to play that game anymore. I don't think Oregon side gets anything out of it. Like the whole travel excuse thing, we don't want to give, the Oregon State will say that, we don't want to give them a travel game. Like if the Oregon doesn't play Oregon State, they're going to play another Patsy at home. Like they're just going to go schedule somebody else to play like a Eastern Washington or a Montana State or insert whoever. They're going to just play another home game. And so you're not costing them travel. I don't get anything out of it as a fan anymore. I know Oregon State doesn't want anything to do with the game anymore.
Not right now.
I borderline don't want to watch the game this year.
And I don't blame
because
you.
I know what the outcome's going to be. I mean,
especially in Eugene. Like, it's just,
it's
like,
Montana State. It's Northwestern to me. I know what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah.
The only argument I've maintained is.
And you still feel this way.
If you want, if this is important, you know, if you can project 10, 15, 20 years down the road that somehow this reinvented Pac-12 or college football gets its senses back and reorganizes geographic, whatever. But I understand it's way out of proportion right now when the game on the field is not going to probably
it has been for the better part of 15 years. I know Oregon State has a couple of wins in there. But
if you want to keep it for perpetuity in the long run, if you keep it going, it's easier to keep it going without letting it stop. Once it stops and once you establish that it doesn't need to be played for one side or the other, it is much harder to bring it back.
Yeah, I also feel
that's
like
the only argument to be made for it.
Yeah, and I guess I don't fully disagree. I would say like Kansas and Missouri played this weekend, and it was fun to have that rivalry back. I don't believe they've played since Missouri left for the SEC. Maybe they had played. Rob would know the answer to that, but maybe there was one in there that they scheduled as a non-conference game. And those programs are now, I mean, they're still in major conferences, so they're on somewhat equal footing, if you will. And they scheduled it as a one-off. It was fun to revisit the rivalry. The border war is what they call it, and everybody hated each other, and then they go about their business. And so there's ways that you can do it as a one-off and not have it be a game every year. I just, how many in a row does it take until that, I guess, taste would get wiped out of your mouth, right? Like, how many in a row does Oregon win in a blowout fashion till there's any clinger-ons of wanting to keep that rivalry in place? Say, like, all right, that's enough.
Well, how many years did Oregon beat Washington?
12 in a row.
Most of those not that close, right?
Most of them were not that close. So, and in that same stretch, they had 7 in a row over Oregon State. But at least the argument, like, that was a conference game you knew they were going to play every year.
But that's the difference. Like, yes, to me, it's not that about anymore. The result, because Oregon had a large stretch against Oregon State where, remember, they were trading off home wins.
Yes.
And then Oregon State beat Oregon. And
2007,
that, it stopped,
and then
right?
2008, Oregon won, and they won every year until Gary Anderson beat them in 2016.
And that was a down and out Oregon team at 4-8. Like to me, it's not about like the result. Oregon is obviously far more funded and cared about and put together, and the coach and all that. It is just about the current state of both programs.
Yes,
Oregon has obviously become a blue blood of the sport, and they're elite. But when they were in the same conference, even though a lot of the same stuff still existed.
Yes, and you knew Oregon was always going to be favored in the game.
The element of that game still made a lot of sense and mattered, where you just don't have that anymore.
Well, and even
you've lost that because of the way the sport has realigned itself.
And even the uneven footing that they were on at the time financially because of the Phil Knight donations, conference-wise, they were making the same amount of money.
Yes, so there was no
edge
there.
That TV take-home was comparable. And the other part of it was you had at least the tradition that was it was the Saturday or Friday after Thanksgiving. Like, it was always in the same spot on the same calendar. Yeah. Every year, it was either Friday or Saturday after Thanksgiving, rivalry weekend. Like, that's when the game was played. Mm-hmm. And so now, even losing that, you've lost that part of it as well, where it's like, now it's in September. It doesn't feel the same. It's 90 degrees out. It's early in the season. And I don't know, man.
It used to be a tradition for me to go to that game.
Every
that
year, you try and go to the game, and it was fun. And you always knew it was going to happen growing up as a kid, and the rivalry was great for many years. And I just... things change, things evolve, and I don't know. I'll put up a poll question on this. I know we've done a million of those, but there's been pushback at times from Beaver fans who've said, no, we need the money, no, we need the exposure. There's been pushback from Oregon fans who say, no, we want to keep the tradition alive, but I feel like we've gotten to a point now. Like, last year's game was ugly.
This
the game before that was uglier.
Exposure.
Like, this one's going to be ugly. Yeah. So to Swag's point, I think there's some people that would agree with him of like, you hold on to it as long as you can, because once you lose it, you can't bring it back. But my question to that is ultimately, if 9 in a row go like this and every single one of them's 47-6.
Yeah, but
if you're on that side of it, like, let's try and hold on to it. At what point do you say, all right, I get nothing out of this anymore?
I think it's a good point by him
to say, like, once you lose it, you can't get
it back. It's hard to bring it back. I get it.
I kind of disagree with that, though, a little bit slightly. You know, I think eventually we'll get Oklahoma State back. Like, if I was getting hired by Oklahoma State, I would definitely want them on my schedule.
You would want Oklahoma on the 100%. Schedule?
Yeah, dude, I don't care that they ditched us and they went to the SEC. I'm trying to make a statement, and my statement is, I don't care who you are, I want to beat you. And there'd be nothing more electrifying than getting that back. I think that's a game that can come back. Yeah. They're on as bad a terms as you can be on.
Yeah.
So the idea that once you lose it, you can't get it back, I don't completely buy. I think it's a valid point by him. I just think it's more so about the time when you're playing it. I do think that matters. Playing
it does.
Thanksgiving what matters a great yes. deal. You can say Oregon and Washington are the rivalry, and that's okay. Like, Washington's had good success. Oregon's been very good. I get it from that. But when you get to the Thanksgiving time, whether you're older than us, you're our age, or you're even a little younger, the Apple Cup in the Civil War, it elicits a feeling.
Yeah.
And some years
Apple Cup's got to go the same way, by the way, because UW doesn't want to play the game anywhere other than Seattle, and they're willing to do a neutral site game, but they don't want to go to Pullman anymore.
So, like, even if you have years, and you definitely have them, where you go, God, dude, like, Oregon is way better than us, and this is not going to be fun, you get random surprise years, and you go, we came back from 21 with no quarterback and won the game?
Right.
That is, you can disagree with it. I just don't think that's going to happen ever again.
Yeah, somebody said, are you saying that Oregon State can't ever get to the level of a Boise State who can be competitive with Oregon? Like, that's not what I'm saying. I don't think this is the death of the program ever winning or being relevant again in the sport. But I also...
I'd be cool taking a pause. I guess I'll
put it that
way.
That's my point. It's like, let's just see how the next 5 to 6 years play out. And I understand where Swag's coming from, but I think I agree with your larger sentiment of, like, there are ways to bring it back. Like, we don't schedule that far out. Oregon has non-conference games on the books through 2033. They have no non-conference games scheduled in 2030 currently, 2031 or 2032. Mm-hmm. So it seems like, God, it seems so long from now, but it's really not. It's talking about 5 years
but you
from
just
now.
Said like, in 27, they have two.
In 27, 28, they have two. In 29,
so
they have two.
It's
and
not
then
booked out.
Nothing in 30, nothing in 31, nothing in 32. And then they got Texas Tech coming back to town in 33. So it's like there is a way to do this where, like, let's let the dust settle, see how things shake out, let Oregon State find their footing. And in 2030, in 5 years, you want to bring it back, let a 5-year buildup lead into the first, you know, revisit of the rivalry. I just think there's more of an appetite for it. My fear, I guess, in the short term would be if the results continue the way they went last year and the way that I think it'll go in a week from Saturday. Mm-hmm. That then all appetite for the game is lost. Because if you get like 5 or 6 in a row of these that are 55-7.
Last year was a pretty tough one because Oregon was coming in.
Oregon was limping into that game. They almost lost to Idaho and Boise,
and
they came in and killed them.
And people still kind of believed, and then we watched what happened.
I got sidetracked there. I was reminded of that during the break that Orem was saying there's going to be a pause and it'll likely be back. So I'll put a poll question up on this.
I already did.
Okay, you already did.
Do you want the Oregon State? Do you want? I kind of worded this wrong. Do you want Oregon State to continue their Civil War rivalry football game in 2027 and beyond? Because Mullins is in that story. I mean, I think it's basically almost a done deal. They're going to get it back in 27. It's just a 1-year pause, which I don't believe it's been on a pause since the World War. Am I correct?
I want to say the 40s. Yeah, World War II.
World War II.
Didn't play
at
the end of the year,
whatever. That was the last time it had been paused.
A great point, too, to connect two different topics. Somebody saying that's why Dennis Dixon's not in the top 10. You know what? Tip of the cap on that one. All right. Is Sprague high-stepping yet? We'll get to that next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Lucy Burge coming up in 8 minutes. Live on the YouTubes, we'll get her Dong Queen bets of the week. And that's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Dong Queen.
The Queen of the Dongs.
The Queen of the Dongs.
She's the Queen of the Dongs.
The Queen of Dongs will join us coming up in 8 minutes. Also ask her about the, a little bit of drama in her neck of the woods with the New England Patriots. We got former coach, so I'm not allowed. Vrabel's got to answer questions
on
it.
That's a weird story.
He is allowed.
Man.
He was at the Brady statue thing.
Also, not a great debut.
No.
At home, what did they score, 10 points?
I'm glad you bring that up, Brandon Sprague. Yeah. You did a, should I flip it or stick it on my take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, or Aaron Rodgers mainly, but in association with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would like to ask you, on the first week reaction of the NFL season, are you high-stepping on the Las Vegas Raiders yet?
I'm not.
Or are you a delayed, you going to delay your high-step a couple more weeks?
Delay high-step.
Nice debut for them and Pete Carroll. Geno looked solid. Genty didn't do a ton, but they won the game. A little tight in the second half, but pulled away and 1-0 start for the Raiders.
I actually, one of my big takeaways from that game, aside from just like being happy I could cash a bet because I'm an idiot who bet on the Panthers and the Dolphins, Geno... You know, I saw some Seahawk stuff on social media during the Niner game. I don't know how you don't watch Geno Smith play.
And week one did not go well for the Seahawks in their change of quarterbacks.
Yeah, the Darnold-Geno thing. They're the same player. It's like, well, they're not.
And I'm somebody who's had that take all offseason. You got a third-round pick out of it, and he's cheaper. There's not a huge difference. Week one. Now, again, it's 1 week. It looked like a difference.
Do you know who had who was first in the NFL in week one for explosive pass rate?
I'm assuming it was Geno Smith.
It was the Raiders. Second in air yards per attempt, 10.3. Yeah. Second in play action rate at
34.2.
Bowers
was huge again. I mean, they had Jacoby Myers had a good game.
So did Michael Mayer.
So did Michael Mayer.
They have tons of tight end talent.
Dante
there.
Thornton? How about that under the radar name?
Well,
fame.
They were high off him at camp in preseason because of what he was showing for them. And that was being blitzed, by the way, all those stats I gave you, 47.4% of the time. Do we want to compare Sam Darnold's blitz numbers? They were egregious.
So Brock Bowers had more receiving yards himself almost than what Darnold threw for the entire game.
It took them a while to get going. That was kind of an ugly game to start. But once they settled in through the rain, dude, Geno threw some absolute dimes. And I thought Chip Kelly called a masterful game. So, no, I'm not going to high step. I do have the Raiders as a playoff team. Like, we all going to give a take on a team that nobody sees coming. It's not impossible for that kind of talent to make the playoffs. It's more just the division they're in. I'm not going to high step, but damn, it was a great start for them. Trey Tucker came on.
Yeah.
Jacoby Myers was good, and I sat him in fantasy. I'm an idiot, but I still won. Geno was good. Tight end play was elite, and I thought their defense, dude, there's a lot like Drake May, year two, here we go. And I thought their defense played outstanding. Crosby played every possible snap for them. Nice start for the Raiders and Pete Carroll.
Well, it is funny, last note on it, that we do the division thing, and you're not wrong, because we all view the AFC West as probably the best division in football, where there's not really a weak link in there. The Raiders should be better. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. The Chargers have been solid, and then Denver had a nice rise last year and maybe the best defense in the league.
I'm not going to change the opinion after
I'm not
week
either at all.
I think it is the best.
It is just funny that, like, what if the Chiefs do have a down year? What if Bo Nix regresses and struggles? What, you know, like, it's just, we always do that going, oh, that's such an easy schedule or hard schedule, an easy division or hard division. And then you get halfway through the year and you're like, man, the Chiefs are a middling 500 team and Bo Nix can't stop turning the ball over. It's 1 week. Nobody's saying that's going to happen right now.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. The Raiders looked really good. A nice comeback in the second half, trailing at halftime. Offense got going late. Geno looked solid. And Brock Bowers, man, kudos to him for accepting his baldness, shaving it off, and dominating the NFL.
Well, he got dinged up in that game, too. For a minute, you're like, oh, my God, is he seriously hurt? But yeah, he ended up being okay. He came back. And again, they have solid tight end depth. They've got their lines.
There's good pieces there. Like, and you gave the stat on Crosby the other day, too. By the way, their week two opponent, they get the Chargers. A nice little AFC West showdown Sunday. Chargers and Raiders should be a lot of fun.
Game.
Lots to get to in the final hour. Statter story coming up at 9:15. We'll start, though, with the queen of dongs, Lucy Burge. Who does she like this weekend? What's going on with the drama with the Patriots? I'll start the final hour there next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.